Good evening. This is Shubhashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Union Cabinet, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved the proposal for conduct of third batch of ascending e-auctions for 730 channels in 234 new cities with estimated reserve price of Rs. 784.87 crore under private FM radio phase 3 policy. The Cabinet also approved the proposal to change annual license fee. The private FM radio rollout will fulfill the unmet demand for FM radio and uncover private FM radio broadcasting and bring new local content in mother tongue. It will lead to creation of new employment opportunities, boost local dialect and culture, and vocal for local initiatives. Also, the Cabinet meeting chaired by PM Modi approved the proposal of the Ministry of Power for providing central financial assistance to the state governments of NUA towards their equity participation for development of hydroelectric projects in the northeastern region through joint venture. The scheme shall play a significant role in harnessing the hydropower potential of northeast. It would bring huge investment in the region and would provide large number of direct employment to the local people along with indirect employment opportunities through transportation, tourism, small-scale business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked all those who made Jan Dhan Yojana scheme a success. In a social media post, PM Modi said, Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalized communities. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years, more than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared monkeypox a public health emergency of international concern in view of its prevalence and spread across many parts of Africa. According to WHO, globally since 2022, more than 99,000 cases and 208 deaths from 116 countries had been reported due to mpox. Meanwhile, India has developed its own indigenous RT-PCR testing kit for mpox. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization has approved Siemens Healthineers IMDX mpox detection RT-PCR test for the viral disease. The test delivers result in just 40 minutes, significantly faster than traditional methods, which takes 1 to 2 hours. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak, participated in the third convocation of Indira Gandhi Technological and Medical Sciences Universities Jiro in Lower Subansiri district today. He delivered the convocation address and also presented degrees to the recipients. The governor said that the passed out graduates and postgraduates will have to create a new work culture that would adhere to values, ethics and morals in a world that is besieged with several conflicts and concerns. Sharing his observation of the challenges of the local people during his tours to remote border villages of Arunachal, the governor said that as graduates and postgraduates, they have a role to play in shaping the future of the state. Your skills and expertise are vital in addressing local needs, whether it is in improving healthcare delivery, advancing technological infrastructure, or contributing to sustainable development, he said. Capital Deputy Commissioner Talapotam along with SP Nahalagun Mihin Gambo, ESC Nahalagun Khoda Bhatt, and officers from Highway Department visited the viaduct bridge between Nijuli to Karsingsa. Yesterday, the RHS of the viaduct was opened for traffic movement for emergency services. The LHS of the viaduct bridge will not be feasible to open for public utility without the load test, which is in progress. The experts from the Department of Highway also recommended to complete the load testing first. Indian Army celebrated Women Equality Day with a slew of events at Taksing village in Upper Subansiri district yesterday. The events focused on raising awareness about the gender equality and women empowerment while also saluting the sacrifices made by women across the country. The event also aimed to enlighten and inspire the local community, reaffirming the importance of gender equality in building a stronger nation. As part of the ongoing basic English classroom course, the Divo Gaon Bura Buri Association organized a one-day exposure cum recreation tour at Euro Plateau on Monday. During the tour, a total of 25 Gaon Buras of Duta Mudangtage and Bamin Michi villages visited the district museum, water treatment plant, aqua park and the Nara Aba winery, and also at the first large-scale cabbage garden. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.